It is the sound that stops us. The alert, warning, reminder, or notice that someone needs our attention. But some say it also consumes us.
And I check it for texts, and I check it for emails, I check it for work emails.
It is a world most never turn off, and the reason for a National Day of Unplugging, a day to put it all away.
Friday night until Saturday night, could you do it?
Absolutely not.
It is a tough proposition, but the reason behind it is to force us to enjoy the real world around us rather than the virtual world.
I think that's more generational, maybe, because I mean, a huge part of how I connect with people is online.
CMU PhD student Casey Canfield tells me she understands the message, but she thinks connecting with people is personal and different for everyone.
I have like so many friends from like college and high school where they don't live near me anymore, and it's really actually super impressive to me how close I still feel with them, even though I haven't seen them in 5, maybe 8 years.
Canfield says for her, that's because she scrolls through their lives on Facebook. On the National Day of Unplugging, we are being asked to take 24 hours to make those connections on the street face-to-face instead.
24 hours, I could do it. Yeah. Well, I'll make smoke signals. I don't know. You know.
So if you decide to participate in the National Day of Unplugging, it starts at sundown. Marcy Cipriani, Pittsburgh's Action News 4.